Sally Kelly is sitting next to me, giggling like mad. She got a blog for Christmas. Sally, what's a blog and what do you do with it?
A blog is like an online diary, and you can post write a blog post every day or as often as you want, and it's just about everyday life and whatever you wish to put on it.
So tell us the story of this. How does somebody give you one as a present?
Well, I didn't know I was getting mine. Mine arrived by email on Christmas Day from a man that I had met in the October, and he had decided that I would make a good blogger because I was quite outgoing and liked to talk to people and meet people, and he just decided it would be a good thing for me to do.
And would this be the man that's actually listening to you in Dubai at the moment?
Yes, I would think it probably is.
What's his name?
His name's Jeff Jones.
Hi, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff. All the way from West Norfolk and Norwich to Dubai. I mean, I guess he knew you'd grasp it with both hands because you were obviously fairly proficient electronically with the computer.
Well, yes, I was quite proficient. I used all the forums and enjoyed those sort of things, but I have learnt a lot more since then, and I'm very eager to learn and like to learn.
So already you're straying into language that I'm just really not familiar with. So we've got forums, we've got blogs. I mean, this is a whole new world that a lot of us don't even know where to start in.
Well, I'm a great walker. And I use the Ramblers Association forum, where you can post walks or join walks, find out about walks that are going on. And I joined the local Ramblers group, and it was a great way of keeping in touch with what they were doing and what walks are available in my area. And I was quite active on those forums.
So you were just using the Ramblers and your contacts there to keep up contacts and experience, but then this blog arrived.
Yeah.
What form does a Christmas present as a blog take?
Well, it was just an email.
What was it wrapped in?
It said something like, I think you might like this link I found. And I just clicked on it, and up came this page with my picture, and it was just called Sally in Norfolk. And I just thought, wow, that's me. And then I had a little look at it, and I was just so excited. Mm. Because on the same Christmas, my parents had bought me a camera. And that very day, we were going up to Hunstanton to see the charity swim that they do. So I thought, what a great way to start my blog. Take my camera, go up to Hunstanton, take some photographs and do my first blog post on Christmas Day.
And dare I ask if Radio Norfolk is on this blog now?
It is now, oh. Yes, of course. It's had two or three mentions.
We had a look this morning just to check. So literally, it's your diary.
Yeah.
That you just write all the time. Is there ever any worry that you put something on there that afterwards you think, oh, should I have done that?
Well, I suppose there can be, but I do think about it before I put things on. But I'm quite an outgoing person, and you get what you see with me. You know, somebody asks me a question, I answer it. And sometimes afterwards I think, well, perhaps I shouldn't have said that. But that's just me.
Are you just as blunt with your customers? Because we know you sell fish at a supermarket in Downham.
In Downham Market, yes. Well, yes, I am, actually, yeah. And I've worked there since the day it opened, so I know my customers.
I've got a question
well.
About red mullet later.
Oh, I don't sell that, so that's all right.
So, Sally on the fish counter, she's also got some blog. Say hello next time we see her.
So how often do you update this?
I try, well, every day, mostly. Yeah. I haven't done it for the past couple of days because I've been extremely busy with it being Christmas, but I feel terrible because I haven't done it for the past 2 days, and I'm sure I shall go home and make up for it today. But I perhaps do it every day. It just becomes regular. You just want to do it.
And do you find that you are communicated to by people sort of all over the world? Have you got to places you never expected?
Well, I was very naive to begin with, because the people that would leave comments to begin with were my friends, and then they were people I didn't know, and I just presumed everybody was just in England. And then when I sort of started looking into it more, I realised that very few of them are in England. They're in Morocco and Russia and Sicily, and they're all over the place. And you make up this, you know, nice little social network in place. And although some of them I may never, ever meet in my life, they have become my friends, my online friends.
Have you met any of them?
I have, yes. I've met a lady in Morocco. Yes, I got taken to Morocco for a surprise holiday on my birthday.
And was this Jeff again?
Yes.
He lives in Dubai. They own a fortune out there.
No, he's on holiday in Dubai.
Is he?
he lives in Cambridge, but this lady in Morocco who read my blog helped him set up this surprise for me. And I had no idea I was going to meet her, and it was a surprise.
Was this the first time you'd travelled outside the UK?
Not to Morocco, no. Earlier on in the year, I'd been to Leger, which is a small village just outside Geneva, and I went to Corsica and walked the GR20, which is known as the toughest long-distance path in Europe.
But this was all after setting up the blog and realising that you could. So having an online blog, rather than some people might think that you're stuck there in front of a screen all day, it's actually made you travel further than you ever
had. And of course with the help of Jeff as well. I can't, you know, he's been the main person in this, I think. But I've certainly, before that, I'd travel places in Norfolk and outside Norfolk that I'd never been due to walking. And the forums and my blog as well. You know,
tell us a bit about Sicily. You say it's a really hard walk.
No, not Sicily.
What did I say? Corsica. Corsica. Where did I get Sicily from? No, because in fact,
Hoping it was C. They don't. C well, is the second letter in Sicily.
That came about. I met Jeff in the October 2006. He came along on a walk that I was doing with some friends.
Do you reckon
friends.
There's something going on between you?
might be. Yeah. And round about at the same time on one of the forums, I'd posted that, you know, in 2007, my main ambition was to go walking and do a long distance walk. So I met Jeff, and his plans for 2007 was to go and do this walk in Corsica. So we'd known each other for a little while, and he suggested that perhaps I'd like to go to Corsica with him to do this walk. And at the time, I just thought, you know, he's just messing around. He doesn't mean it. So I didn't think any more of it. And sort of when he mentioned it the third and the fourth time, I thought, well, maybe he does mean it. You know, maybe this is an opportunity for me here to go and do this long distance walk. So sort of when he mentioned it the fifth time, I said, OK, then perhaps, you know, if you think I can do it, perhaps that would be a nice holiday. So we started training. That's why we went to the French Alps to do the long distance walk in there and everything. And in June, off we went.
So what? One little prezi last Christmas has changed the direction of your head and your life beyond recognition.
Everything. I've met people I would never have met. I speak to people I would never have met in my ordinary kind of life, and just everything. I've learnt things that I would never have learnt, and it's just become a way of life.
So people listening, thinking maybe that would just be a way to get in touch with people that I've not spoken to before, how do you do it? Or do we have to ask Jeff?
Yeah, you have to ask Jeff. Oh, you see, I've been very lucky because my blog was set up for me, and he looks after that side of it. Although I can do some of it now, I know how to do it. But initially, you've got to have the interest. You know, people do have blogs set up for them, and then they never blog because it's just not in their blood, or they just don't want to do it, or they just find it too difficult. You know, it's got to become a way of life. You've got to think, well, I've got to blog today, I've got to go home and do it. You've not got to think, oh, I haven't got time.
Is it a bit addictive then?
Very.
A bit like walking.
Yes. Very
nice
addictive.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you as
and next
well.
Time I go shopping in Tesco's in Downer, the lady who walks.
That's right.
On the wild side.
Yes. Sally Kelly, thank you very, very much indeed. And the weirdest present we've ever heard of.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Now, about Red Mullet, I'm having a few problems with...